This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back, Gwen and Chris, heading into the final half hour or so on our Thursday get-together. Chris Ello, Tony Gwynn Jr. down at Petco Park, where tonight the Padres kick off a rather important homestand. They all are, but I think coming on the heels of a four-game losing streak, Padres want to get things back together starting tonight against the Arizona Diamondbacks. Matt Scraby alongside here in the Odyssey Palace, and we're headed towards Sam Levitt's EcoWater SoCal pregame show, which starts at the bottom of the hour. We're going to have the roundtable first, a replay, a commercial-free hour of Padre talk, and then Sam Levitt's pregame show at about 5:30. But right now, Tony Gwynn Jr., believe it or not, it is finally upon us.
It's here!
Oh, my goodness. I thought it would never get here. The 2024 NBA Finals. It's yes. Been over a week since anyone anywhere has bounced the basketball. And finally tonight, the Boston Celtics and the Dallas Mavericks get after it for the NBA championship. Boston's a big favorite. They're the number one seed coming out of the East. Dallas was only a five seed coming out of the West. But on the surface, Tony, you know, there's a couple of things, and we can break the series down a little, you know, more closely.
Yeah.
But I look at this. Boston played in the East, ran away with the best record in the league, et cetera. But the Eastern Conference clearly is not as deep as the Western Conference. It's just not. There's not as many good teams there. So it makes sense that Boston would have a better record. It also makes sense to me that Dallas would finish in, you know, in the middle of the pack in the West a little bit. But Dallas, really impressive in the playoffs. They beat a really good Clippers team. It didn't hurt Dallas that Kawhi Leonard got hurt. But they also took out the number one seed, Oklahoma City, and the number three seed, Minnesota, which a lot of people, including myself, really liked. So I think Dallas has a, you know, better than average chance in this series, and I think they're getting overlooked. What do you think?
I think they are. And, you know, if you're listening to our show last week, I'm sure, or was it this week? I think it was this week. I'm sure Kevin Smith made you feel like there was, or Keith Smith made you feel like there was no shot for Dallas. I think there's a good shot. Now, the Celtics did dominate this series during the regular season. They won 2-0. The games weren't like, you know, nail biters, right? It was, they won by, you know, some distance. But this is a different monster that they're dealing with now. I think the lively kid being healthy, they got some big bodies that I think can help. And, you know, I just think there's a – we're going to see how good Joe Mazzulla is in terms of being the first one to figure out this backcourt for Dallas. With Luka and Kyrie operating at, it seems like, full capacity right now, they are a problem. And I kind of brought it up earlier this week when we talked about it. What they did so well in that series – against Minnesota, you know, in the NBA playoffs, your best players eventually in that series start to get doubled. But they made it all. Jason Kidd made it almost impossible to double because he was running things from the middle of the floor. And so when you, one of the rules is if you're going to double, you want to try to double in like the corners or places where it's a little bit harder to maneuver. When you got two guards like Luka and Kyrie and they're operating out of the middle of the floor, pick and rolls, hunting matchups, I want to see what Boston's going to do for what's going to be their answer. I know they said to drop coverage, but again, you can't play both of those guys the same way because they do different things. So I think Dallas has a good chance to pull off the upset against the Boston Celtics. And quite frankly, I hope they pull off the upset against Boston Celtics. I don't want them to get another championship ahead of the Lakers.
Well, I'm coming at this from the same angle you are, Tony. I really like to see Dallas win this thing. And that's coming from a guy who has said many times that I'm really not a great fan of Luka Doncic. I am a great fan of Luka Doncic when he plays and just plays basketball. When he focuses on the officials, he drives me a little crazy. I've also been on record as saying I'm not a big fan of Kyrie Irving. But you know what? I'm coming around to Kyrie Irving. You know, he's playing great basketball right now. He's minding his P's and Q's. He's not becoming a distraction anymore. It's not all about him. It's just about him going out and playing great basketball. So these two guys, I've kind of turned the page on, and I'm looking forward to watching them both play. The other thing is, I really think the Celtics have been lucky. I've never seen a team with as much good fortune. You look at the fact that the Milwaukee Bucks were one of their top, you know, teams in the East until Giannis and Dame Lillard went down.
Yeah.
So then the Celtics basically, you know, that eliminates Milwaukee. Then Jimmy Butler goes down, and he's tortured the Celtics over the last few years in the playoffs. They don't have to deal with him. Then the Knicks get eliminated because Jalen Brunson gets hurt and everybody else on the Knicks.
I'm about to say, and their whole team.
Right. And so then the Cleveland Cavaliers come along, and the only player they have is Donovan Mitchell, and he gets hurt.
Yeah.
And then finally Indiana, and Tyrese Halliburton goes out for the last two games. So that's not the Celtics' fault. I mean, they've done what they've had to do, but I just still believe Boston's a one-trick pony. I know I'm probably wrong, because I haven't watched them all season, but whenever I've watched them, it's all about the three-point shot. And if they try 30, they're going to beat you. You're not going to be able to keep up with them. But I don't think one style of play is good enough to win at all.
There's nothing that irritates me more than hearing, well, it's a numbers game. If we put up just more threes, I mean, that just takes like all of the competitive part out of it. If you just boil it down to, well, if we shoot this amount of threes, we're bound to eventually beat you. Not because we're better, just because we're shooting more threes than you. And that bothers me. So that's one of the other reasons why I don't want them to win. The other thing is, you kind of brought it up. The Kyrie thing is a good example of some humility and growing up. And I think he's kind of spoke on it himself in terms of where he was at in his life when he was in Boston, and quite frankly, where he's been, you know, what he's gone through over the past 3-4 years. There seems to be a recognition that, you know, I had some growing to do. And so when you hear him talk about it now, he comes off to me, at least, as someone who has embraced the kind of learning curve that he had. And you're right, he's been a good citizen of the Dallas Mavericks this year. He hasn't had no distractions, no nothing, just balling. That's it. And I'm happy for him. I want to see him and Luka get this championship.
And when Kyrie Irving, as you say, balls, he's really one of the best players you've seen in a long time. This guy is really, really something to watch. Now, you know, we know the superstars are going to be good. I don't know that they're going to necessarily cancel each other out like a lot of people are saying. I mean, Tatum and Brown are going to do their thing. Luka and Kyrie are going to do theirs. But a guy that I'm interested in watching in this series, because I do like this guy, even though he's with Boston, and that's Derek White. To me, he's kind of a self-made, you know, poor man superstar. I mean, you know, he can take over a game, not just with his three-point shooting, but he's a really good defender, you know, on-ball defender. And, you know, if you're going to take away his three, he'll drive in and make some plays that way too. So I think he's going to be a key guy in this series, because if Boston has a third weapon like him going, then it is going to really be difficult for Dallas.
Yeah.
And to me, he's one of the keys to this series, you know, how he plays. What do you think there?
I agree. I mean, he could be the X factor in this whole thing. I think he has that ability on the Celtics side. I think Lively has to be that guy for Dallas. If Luka's getting in there and or Kyrie is getting in there and he's getting those lob dunks all game long, it's going to be a long series for the Celtics. if they can just limit it to just Kyrie and Luka doing the work, then I think that plays well to the Celtics. But if Lively's able to kind of do what we've seen him do the last two series, which is hang out at the rim, catch those dunks, set the screen, roll to the basket, and be a get these easy buckets, I think that's the way that Dallas ends up winning this series.
All right, so I think we're both going to pick Dallas and, you know, take our chances there. The NBA Finals finally get underway tonight. But here's hoping, Tony, that this is the last time you and I have to talk about an NBA Finals with somebody else's teams in it. I'm hoping that, you know, your back-to-back NCAA champion coach, Dan Hurley, who's, looking like he's going to be the Lakers, and my back-to-back NCAA coach, Billy Donovan, finally gets some players, and, we can go back to turn the clock back to the old days when we get a Bulls-Lakers thing to talk
with that.
About. That would be fun, but for now we'll have to live with the Mavericks and the Celtics. All right, we'll take a quick timeout. When we come back, wrap things up on our program, get you ready for the roundtable. A lot of Padre talk ahead, commercial-free in this hour. Stick around after traffic. More Gwen and Chris.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season, but this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Anything today, after the game yesterday, again, more mild, nothing that we feel like is going to be overly lingering, but we definitely, anything with a soft tissue, we want to make sure it gets behind him. So we'll evaluate today and take it proverbially day by day.
And the usual report that sheds no light at all on the injury status of Manny Machado. He's the manager. I know he has to protect his guys, his team, but I wish they could give us a little something. And I really find it hard to believe that the manager of the baseball team went this entire day until 3:30 when that was recorded about an hour ago without hearing a single word, either yay or nay, about the health of Manny Machado.
It's almost impossible
for me to believe.
Well,
that.
He has to, when he sits down to build the lineup, he has to say, is Manny Machado
gotta know something,
available?
Right? He's got to know something. Manny's not in the lineup. So that is really, in my mind, all we can glean from the knowledge that we may have about Manny's health right now. He's not in the lineup, so he's not good enough to be the starting lineup tonight. Yeah. And I doubt...
And he's not on the IL.
No, he's not on the IL, but I doubt, and I'm reading between the lines here, but I doubt that he's even available for pinch-hitting duty I would say that doesn't, you know, you don't start thinking about that till the weekend. All you can really do is predict, because they won't give you an answer. They won't tell you anything. You know, yeah. It's all proverbial day to day. So, all right, let them not tell us, and that leave us to guess. And I will guess. And I say we don't see him till next week. And I'm hoping that we see him then.
In the past, we've
that's
seen...
That's about right for these kinds of things, isn't it?
Yeah, I think so.
You know, I hope Manny's back over the weekend. I don't know.
In the past, if he's gone on the if he has not gone on the IL, he's missed 3 or 4 games. If he goes on the IL, he's going to miss more games. But he hasn't, so we got to assume he's going to miss 3 or 4.
Normally, if you don't go on the injured list, the thinking is you'll be back before 10 games.
Yeah.
Right?
Yes.
Because if you're going to be gone 10 games, you might as well go on the injured list.
Yeah.
All right, we got to take another quick break, then we'll come back, wrap things up, get you ready for...
We're wrapping up now. Roundtable's up next.
Oh, we're wrapping up now?
We're wrapping up now.
I don't get to come back?
No, I'm telling you.
I saved a whole bunch of stuff.
The reason that Chris vs. the Fans didn't happen is because we have such a crazy hour with the half hour being commercial-free.
Gotcha. All right, well, stick around. Padre Roundtable is next. One straight hour of all Padre talk with myself, Ben and Woods, Annie and Elston, and Braden Suprenant. We will give you everything you need to know. Update. It's a pretty negative-tinted show, I must tell you. You know, so if you don't want to hear anything negative about the Padres, you know, maybe you want to spend your next hour doing something else. But stay tuned. You get the latest on the Friars. Sam Levitt's pregame show follows that. Padre baseball tonight. Friar Friday tomorrow. We'll see you at 2:00 on Gwen and Chris.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.